The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, that was bittersweet for me to watch during the top of the hour news break. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Welcome. This is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. My number, again, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Big ceremony at the White House today, which was well-deserved, absolutely thrilling. It was to commemorate Rosie the Riveter. Now, there are very few of you old enough to remember the posters of Rosie the Riveter, but you probably have read about it. During World War II, when so many men went off to war, women filled our factories in order to take the place of the men. Women that would never, ever have thought of working in a factory were not drafted, but encouraged to go to work, and thousands of women did so. And there was a very, very famous poster of a woman in factory overalls, and she's kind of showing her bicep, and it says, "We can do it." And she was called Rosie the Riveter. Was she still alive? Her name is May Cryer. She is way, way up in years now, but she was given the Congressional Medal of Honor today at the White House, along with several other women who worked in aircraft and other factories during World War II. It was quite an event, and exciting, thrilling, and finally these women are being honored. Here's why it's bittersweet. My mom could have been there. May Cryer, who posed for the poster, "You Can Do It," if you saw the poster, you would immediately recognize it, did indeed work in an aircraft factory, but she did not run a rivet gun. She was not a riveter. So Rosie the Riveter was not a riveter. My mother was. My mother was a riveter in Douglas Aircraft in their Long Beach factory during World War II. My mother was Rosie the Riveter, and she ran that rivet gun for either 42 or 43 years before she retired. She was offered all kinds of opportunities to advance and be a supervisor and so forth, and she just enjoyed being on the assembly line, and she enjoyed her rivet gun. My mom has been in heaven now for several years, but she could have been there. She could have been at the White House today being honored as one of the many Rosie the Riveters that were awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. I don't know whether that can be done posthumously. I don't know, but as I looked at it, I just thank God for all of those women and thank God for my mother. And I just wish she could have lived long enough. And knowing my mother, she would have been thrilled to go to Washington, D.C. In fact, she had been there several times. So anyway, congratulations to all those women. And I was amazed at how many are still living. My mother was 95 when she died, and she died now, 4 or 5 years ago now? She would have been about 100 now. So I was amazed at how many women were at the White House today who are still alive, who actually worked in the factories during World War II. God bless them, and thank God for them. Rosie the Riveter. Speaking of the White House, inflation is up. The White House is doing the best to spin the inflation numbers because inflation is not what it was 2 years ago. Well, that's not a whole lot of consolation. It simply means that inflation has not stopped. It certainly has not reversed by any means. It's just not as rapid as it was. This is going to be a big issue in the upcoming election, and you know that Donald Trump is going to make a lot of this. Let me give you just some figures. Now, again, the White House is touting their economic reforms and how wonderful the economy is. Gas nationwide average today is $3.62. When Joe Biden took office, the nationwide average was $2.39. That's a 50% increase since President Biden took office. 50% just in gas. And it's not just conservative sources that are noticing the inflation. I'm holding in my hand an article from CNBC about super core inflation. Headline: super core inflation measure shows Fed may have a real problem. And even CNBC, which is very much in the pocket of Joe Biden, says, quote, you're looking at a super core inflation rate of more than 8%, far from the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. A leading economist said concerning the White House, as we sit here today, I think they're probably pulling their hair out. The super core inflation rate is the highest right now that it has been in 11 months. The Fed has indicated that they might bring down interest rates with inflation rising once again. That is very doubtful. And when you look at prices in general, food prices, clothing prices, housing prices, the average is anywhere from 25 to 60% increase since Joe Biden became president. Almost everything you buy at the supermarket, almost everything is 20 to 40% higher than under Donald Trump. The figures are startling. The Biden administration can try to spin it as much as they can, but the facts of inflation are just that, facts. And it's not good news, and I think any American realizes it's tough. Tough to go out to eat, tough to go to the grocery store, tough to put food on the table, tough to put gas in the tank of your car. It's hard. And Joe Biden is going to have a tough time selling his economic gains. But there are many who will just, okay. All right. We're going to step aside just for a moment. And then Bob Burney Live will continue.
Today's news. God's Word and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Have you filled out documents for the census? I would imagine you have. Happens every 10 years. So most of you have been around the block long enough to fill out 1, 2, 3, 4 census forms. And, of course, every census they get more invasive in what they ask. Do you have indoor plumbing? How many bathrooms do you have? How many bedrooms do you have? They can ask about your sexual orientation. Why does the government want to ask about sexual orientation? Well, they do. And a whole lot more really private issues that they probably have no business even in asking. But every time the census comes around, there are more questions, they're more invasive into your privacy. But here's one question that up to this point will not be on the census form. Are you a citizen of the United States? Say what? I mean, you would think that would be one of the first questions, you know, your name, your age, your address. Oh, are you a citizen of the United States? Well, to me, that would just be common sense. And to almost all the Republicans in the House of Representatives, that is the case as well. In fact, the Republicans have put forth a resolution, H.R. 7109. I hope they don't start those numbers every year, because that's 7,109. H.R., House Resolution 7109. I just wonder when zero was. I hope it wasn't just a year ago. Anyway, H.R. 7109. The Equal Representation Act does two simple things. Quote, first, the resolution requires the Census Bureau to include a citizenship question on the decennial, every 10 years, census questionnaire. Second, the bill directs that this information be used to ensure fair representation by requiring only citizens to be included in the, quote, apportionment base. So it's really important to know whether you're a citizen or not, because that determines benefits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So common sense? Sure, absolutely. And that's why Representative James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, has proposed H.R. 107. So it was voted on in the House Oversight Committee. All of the Republicans voted, yeah, of course. All of the Democrats voted no. No, no, no. Can you imagine? Again, the sponsor is Representative James Comer of Kentucky. He said, in part, by requiring this question, the United States government will be able to collect accurate data on the makeup of our population. The Census Bureau currently estimates the non-citizen population using survey data from the Census-administered American Community Survey. But that data is not based on the entire population. It's only an estimate and suffers a large margin of error. Continuing, he said, it's an easy question, and it doesn't reveal anything about a specific immigration status. So in other words, it doesn't ask, Are you here legally or are you here illegally? I think that would probably be a pretty good question, but that's not part of the resolution. It's just a simple yes or no. That's it. Are you a citizen of the United States? Yes. Are you a citizen of the United States? No. And every single Democrat voted against it. Why? I mean, seriously. What is a reasonable objection for the government knowing who are citizens and who are not? That's an invasion of privacy. Asking for your sexual orientation is not an invasion of your privacy? And again, if you have looked at the census forms, there are all kinds of questions. And you look at the form, you go, the government doesn't need to know this. And by the way, I don't think that there is any legal ramification for not answering certain questions on the census form. I mean, if there are questions on the census that you just don't want to answer and you don't think it's the government's business, I don't think you can be charged with anything. I don't think there's anything illegal by saying, yeah, no, that's none of your business. So if people didn't want to answer the citizenship question, I don't think they would be required to. It is difficult to get into the head of the liberal left. I mean, it really is. There's nothing offensive. There's nothing really invasive by simply asking the citizenship status. And again, it's a simple yes or no concerning an individual's citizenship status. Are you a citizen? Yes or no? Do the Republicans have enough votes to override the Democrats who are voting no? I honestly don't know. So we will keep an eye on this. It is shocking to me that this isn't already a question on the census, but evidently it is not. It certainly, certainly should be, in my humble opinion. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. It's getting more and more difficult to support the transgender hoax. Does that mean the liberal left here in America will abandon it? Oh, no, 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 no. Tell you why when we come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.